Elder Brooks was like that. He said he used to stick his beard in the carpet and moan and mourn and thought he was pleasing God by dumping over his failure and over his sin until he found out it was nothing but a dump. And then God commanded Elder Brooks to get rid of it. He said, "You've got a devil as big as yourself. Get rid of it." And the Lord told him how. He had to spend 15 minutes a day, three times a day, praising the Lord. What a jump for a reputed minister, a man that could preach like a house of fire. And now to praise the Lord, he had to come to meeting 15 minutes ahead of time, three times a day, and praise the Lord for 15 minutes. And he told me this himself. He said it took 3 months, but he did it. He did it faithfully. And at the end of 3 months, he said he dug a hole through that thing. He came right through into glory. And anybody who knows Elder Brooks knows what a wonderful, wonderful vessel of God that man came to be. One of the greatest prophets of this generation. Although he didn't advertise himself as a prophet. But he was. And he became that because he obeyed God and he served God not with a jump, but with a jump.